It is July the 23rd, 2014, as we do this interview with Mark Burley. 5 years ago to the day, you threw your perfect game with the White Sox at home against Tampa Bay. Does that seem like yesterday?
No, it seems like 20 years ago, to be honest with you. And I think it's one of those things that people keep asking me, texting me, you know, hey, happy anniversary. And it's the only anniversary that matters really to me is my wedding anniversary, and I hope I remember that one. But I think some of the stuff that I accomplished in the game of baseball, I think it's going to mean more when I get out of baseball. And some of these dates may appear or kind of reflect on what you did. I think it's going to mean more. But to be honest with you, if no one texted me or no one said anything about it, I wouldn't even thought about today being the day that I threw the game. So just another day, to be honest with you.
And Mark, I've met your parents, and your parents are first and foremost in your lives. And tell us what they mean to you.
Well, my parents mean everything. I mean, they were there for me from day one. And as a kid growing up, taking me to practices. You know, obviously I was fortunate to have mom and dad to be around and be married. You know, still to this day, so having them both there meant a lot, and a big influence. I mean, they're the ones that kind of raised me the right way and told me to go out there and take care of your business the right way and just do everything, treat people with respect, no matter if it's the president or if it's some Joe Blow on the bottom of the list. So, I don't know, I've always just gone to like to have fun, just kind of take care of your business and take each day at a time and see what happens.
Now, most kids who like to pitch, they start maybe in Little League. You started, we understand, when you were about two or three. Your parents took you to the circus. You were throwing beanbags through a clown's mouth, and the owner finally said, get that kid out of here.
I mean, that's one of those stories my parents like to tell. I don't know how fabricated it is, but they do say, you know, I don't know what age I was at. I'd go to carnivals, and I was throwing, knocking stuff over, and next thing you know, it was probably five or six people, but they say it was 10 or 20 people kind of stopped in awe of watching me knock over the stuff, so... I guess just that's what I've always said. I've been gifted with the location and health, and obviously I'd like to throw harder, but started from day one, I had good location.
Now, Mark, when you started in Little League, did you want to be a catcher even though you're left-handed?
I like to play. I like just to be on the field, and to be honest with you, catching was my favorite position. I don't know what it was about it, but, you know, if it was one of those, is a Little League, and if I had a choice to what position I'd want to play, I would probably say catcher. Obviously, knowing there's no left-handed catchers in the big leagues, and don't think you're ever going to see that, but I just love catching, and I had a good arm back then, so I love throwing the bases and throwing guys out, trying to steal, and I don't know, I guess it was just being involved in the game on every play, being behind the plate. I love being back there.
Now, as we visit with Mark Burley, who threw a perfect game and before that a no-hitter, you were cut from your high school team when you were a freshman, and then your second year too, and tell us what your dad then said to you to kind of turn things around for you.
Well, I mean, your freshman year, you don't make it. Just going to go back out my sophomore year and just kind of thinking, you know what, I got cut my freshman year, I'll give it one more try. Went out there and got cut again, and then it was after my sophomore year, kind of pretty much said, look, I'm done. I'll just play kind of summer leagues and kind of rec leagues. I'm not going out for the high school team my junior year. Thinking freshman and sophomore year is the two easiest teams to make. Dad sat me down and just said, hey, listen, son, we didn't raise a quitter. We want you to go out and try one more time. And, you know, I went back out my junior year and I'm making the team. You know, and the rest is history. So it's, I don't know, it's one of those stories that, I matured late. I was kind of a small kid, didn't throw hard, you know, younger. And there's a lot of guys that went out for it and other guys made it and I didn't. So I just said, hey, save 2 years on the end of my career, which is more important than high school days anyways.
Mark, you're one of the most relaxed Blue Jays and people I've ever met covering the team for 33 years. You're also one who you just take the game as it comes to you, including one complete game where you threw it an hour and 39 minutes. That's you, isn't it?
Yeah, I try to. Obviously, those days are a little more effective whenever I'm not giving up many hits and many runs because, you know, you're getting the ball back from the catcher instead of having the outfielders run around after it and get it back into you. I've always liked to work quick. Probably telling this interview, I like to talk quick. I like to do everything quick. I don't like to take my time. So I just know your defense likes it. You know, behind you, they like to get back in the dugout. They don't like staying out there long in between pitches. So it's just figure, just get the ball, throw it, and try to get us back in the dugout.
So let's finish with the perfect game. In the middle of it, when you realized you had something special going, were you one who you didn't let your teammates go to the other end of the dugout? Were you talking about it with them?
Oh, yeah. I'm not the superstitious guy. I mean, I know radio announcers, TV guys, the other team, other fans, all over baseball teams, you know, after some games like that, you know, in seventh inning, eighth inning, all the TV stations start picking it up. So I know there's people talking about it, so I'm not this superstitious guy saying, you know, hey, no one tell me what's going on. I think I went up and up after the eighth inning, I went in the clubhouse because I didn't want to be on the bench with the camera all over me. So I went up in the clubhouse, and A.J. Pierzynski was next to me, and I just looked at him and said, are you kidding me? What's going on right now? Like, I have a perfect game going on. This is nuts. And we were sitting there talking about it the whole time. So I'm not the superstitious guy where if a guy has something going on, you can't talk to him. You can't say anything. Because the first three innings, guys are talking to you. And then all of a sudden, once it kind of gets later in the game, it seems like everybody kind of stays away from you. Well, stay away from me from pitch one, not pitch 70. Well, you know, do it from the very beginning of the game.
Well, let's make this 6 minutes with Jerry, because really I'd be remiss if I didn't mention the name Dwayne Wise and the sensational catch he made in the top of the ninth inning. What was your reaction when you saw that?
To be honest with you, I thought he robbed it and caught it. It wasn't until we went to Detroit, after that game, got in the hotel room and actually looked on TV and seen it come out of his glove. Obviously, it was a great catch when I thought he just robbed it, but then once I seen it come out of his glove and then he caught it barehanded, like it just took it to the next level. So, obviously, if it wasn't for that play, I wouldn't have had a perfect game.
Mark Burley, you are a special young man. Thanks for the visit.
No problem. Thank you.